You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired, CBS News. Within these last days, in no particular order, Mark Rutte of the General Secretary of NATO has made remarks that when Ukraine is done and Russia has achieved its goal of destroying the country, it's going to attack NATO. At the same time, we learn that along the frontier from the Gulf of Finland to the Suwalki Gap in Poland, the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, are preparing a 30-kilometer-deep corridor with transportation, communication, bunkers underneath for the eventuality that the Russians are coming and we cannot retreat, Kaliningrad behind us. Now we have the Prime Minister of Finland making remarks that we need money from Brussels because we've got an 850 or 1,000-kilometer border with Russia and we need to be prepared that they're going to attack us. That's enough. Jeff is not only a veteran, a combat veteran out of the Gulf, but he's another kind of combat veteran out of Brussels. He works with NATO. Jeff, how to hear NATO digging in here in 2025? How do you hear it?
Well, I hear it just in that fashion you described, John, that they are, in fact, digging in. And that's only one of the data points, as you particularly suggest. Think about a couple other data points. If you look, for example, at German defense spending, they're going to pass a bill this week, I think, that will project German defense spending will move to 80 billion euros in 2025. Now, if you go back to 2021, it was about 20 billion euros. So in the space of 4 years, it has quadrupled and probably will go even higher. We have countries, Germany being one of them, that are actively considering conscription. We have comments coming out of the German intelligence community that, in fact, sabotage attacks, cyber attacks, disinformation campaigns are all being orchestrated by the Russians against Germany and other countries in NATO. And we had a speech by the head of MI6 in London, who doesn't speak publicly very often, which said, and she said, and I quote, the front is here. It's right here in London in terms of the attacks by the Russians on all these particular areas. So this is what we see across the board in Europe. And also, John, has come across the Atlantic to the United States, and we have an interesting dichotomy. The president published a national security strategy a few weeks ago, and his goal for Russia was to re-achieve strategic stability and cooperation with the Russian. He discounted the Russian threat, which meant sent shivers through our European allies. And as we go through these negotiations, I'm beginning to worry, John, that the objectives of the Trump administration are to achieve strategic stability with the Russians, economic cooperation, perhaps limits on strategic nuclear weapons. And the Europeans are saying, you don't understand. Total capitulation by the Ukrainians, while a clear threat to their future and their national security, that's a threat to our national security as well. Whereas the Trump administration, I think, may be thinking that this war actually is an obstacle between where we are and where we want to be with Russians in terms of economic cooperation. And that offers the Russians the opportunity, I think, to negotiate in a fashion whereby they try to split the alliance more and more, which has always been a goal of Soviet and Russian leaders since the onset of the alliance.
You're the Baltics, or you're Finland. This is the eastern wing of EU NATO, Eastern Wing, and they're going to have a summit. There are eight nations all together. They're going to have their first ever summit soon enough. Is it enough to make the presentation that we need the money to make ourselves a hard target, and that will that will discourage Russia from launching against us the way they did against Ukraine. Ukraine was not a hard target. Even after 14, they didn't make themselves a hard target. They let it go. They didn't spend the money. They thought Russia was coming. So back to Finland. If he spends the money to build bunkers, back to the Baltics, if they build an underground railroad that can communicate from one part of the front to the other, does that end the threat?
No, it doesn't end the threat. And you're just trying to enhance deterrence by making the threat realize that the problem is going to be a lot more difficult. But if you can get your European unity on this, then it becomes a European NATO problem in terms of how you create deterrence as opposed to a Finnish or an Estonian problem alone. That's the nature of alliances. And that suggests, again, as I mentioned a moment ago, the division back here in the United States, because on the one hand, the president in his national security strategy has discounted the future Russian threat, whereas the Congress just passed the National Defense Authorization Act, which is a policy document. And in that, they provided several hundred million dollars for the Baltic Security Initiative to assist those countries in building those particular bunkers that you're talking about. And furthermore, that particular document from the Congress also directs $400 million a year, not a lot of money, but not insignificant, for Ukrainian military assistance, though clearly the primary amounts of money are coming from Europe these days. Last but not least, John, making this a united EU-NATO effort in Europe will be spelled out, I think, in the next couple of days when NATO countries meet and determine whether or not they're going to agree to use these several hundred billion dollars in Russian assets frozen in European banks as collateral to provide up to $100 billion, or more in military assistance to Ukraine. And furthermore, they may use those money, if they can agree to that, to leverage other loans specifically for tasks such as enhancing the defenses along the eastern border of NATO.
Jeff McCausland, I'm John Bassett.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables, bright-eyed berry or up and apple flavors.
Bright-eyed berries got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.